This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is this story being talked about too much? I don't think so. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But, Mike, you just told me something that we have talked about a lot on this show over the last few years. Look, I don't know what you think about John Gruden. I think he's a hell of a coach.
Right.
But I also think he got screwed with how the whole scenario went down when, again, we repeat, the NFL never released the emails.
No, they did, and they looked over, memory serves, over 650,000 documents, and the only guy that got in trouble for Daniel Snyder, who's basically one of the biggest creeps to ever own a sports franchise in this country, the only guy that got from that was a coach from another team, John Gruden. Now, John Gruden eventually fired for going 0-5 to start the season for the Raiders, but John Gruden basically has been persona non grata. He was saying some things you shouldn't say.
No, he resigned, yeah, Mike, because of that.
Homophobic slurs, 0-5, yes. Right. Homophobic slurs, a racial slur, in what was considered, it was a private conversation, email between him and Bruce Allen, team president of the then Redskins. So, to me, Gruden's paid his penance like everybody else in America. You know, we all make mistakes, and John Gruden is loved, and certainly his everyone who's played for him will go to bat for him. Now, it might not be the best personnel guy, but this was a railroading when John Gruden said some things about the commissioner, which somebody, some brown noser, pumped up the chain of command to Roger Goodell. So the only pound of flesh extracted for the Daniel Snyder investigation was John Gruden, to your point, getting got. So he's been saying for years, I'm not going to arbitration. NFL's pushing for arbitration on this if he got railroaded. He's going, no, I want a trial. I want this in front of a jury. A judge. Well, the Nevada Supreme Court says, yes, wow. You are right. So now Roger Goodell, watch the NFL scramble to settle this thing.
Oh, they will.
I can't wait, because you know how I feel about Roger Goodell. He's the biggest phony fraud in the world of sports. Some guys don't get it because the NFL is printing money, but I just think he's such a stuffed shirt. And I like Gruden. Like I said, I think Gruden's paid his penance. Carl, I don't know if he's got anything left in the tank, if he wants to be a college or a head coach anymore, but I just thought the way this thing went down was wrong.
He does. He just spoke at Georgia. And he talked about he absolutely wants to get back in. He'd love to be a coach in the SEC. He says it's just hard to do. But if he can put this behind him, I think more doors will open. And let's be honest, Mike. The owners in the NFL are like sitting at this bar. It's a really exclusive club, right? Mm-hmm. And if one of those guys at the bar says, I'm not giving him a shot, then all those guys at the bar go, well, I'm not giving him a shot either. And that's where they are with John Gruden right now. There's no reason he should not be in the NFL doing
right. Something. Hey guys, remember, eventually Daniel Snyder does sell. Daniel Snyder had private eyes going after the people that were testifying and giving making statements against him, Carl. Remember that? As the federal investigation, you had the prosecutor in D.C. going after this guy. Nothing could ever stick to Daniel Snyder. Eventually, finally, the NFL is able to find a suitable owner to buy him out.
Yeah. Big O, by the way, we have that sound, but I want to play it while we're talking about Gruden. We're going to talk about the story that everybody was talking about over the weekend. And look, I know Mike and I, maybe we feel differently about it than you do, but Gruden was talking to UGA, and he was asked about, you know, talking about wanting to coach again. I just want you to hear this because it's so pertinent to what we're talking about with this now becoming a situation as it could be sooner than later, and he's not going to have to wait as long, especially with this thing being in the court system and talking about an arbitration system. Here's John Gruden.
I'm being honest with you. I do not either. I want to coach again. I'd die to coach in the SEC. I would love it. I would fucking love it. I'm going to tell you guys this. What I know about the SEC is it's getting harder. The SEC's getting harder. They tell me Texas is in the SEC. Woo. They tell me Oklahoma's in the SEC. Damn, Texas A&M. You know who your biggest opponent is? You. You. You're your biggest opponent. Ego. That's your biggest opponent. Greed. Jealousy. Your cell phone. You guys dig it? You got to make sure you're in charge of you. You bring your best self in here every night, and you'll see how great you can become.
That's Gruden. He spoke to UGA, obviously Kirby, and the guys are there. But
right.
That was part of it, him talking about, you know, wanting to coach again.
There's a longer piece of video. It's great stuff. Like I said, I've always liked the guy. Now, again, in the right role, with a dynamic personality to really, you know, whether it's recruiting in college or, you know, where you don't let him pick the groceries but maybe coach the team, you know, certainly he was able to. Guys, we all know the story. I mean, Tony Dungy built that Bucs team, but it took Gruden and that offense to kind of put it over the top.
Yes.
You know, to get more out of it. But he's a guy that I know for some folks you feel that maybe the ego got out of the – maybe in the way with some of those personnel moves he made, kind of ruined the team that Rich McKay built down in Tampa. But either way, I still think he deserves another shot.
I do too.
Certainly guys with lesser resumes have gotten more opportunities.
All right. We were talking about all the guys that played this weekend. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Obviously our guy, meaning Michael Penix. When I say our guy, I'm talking about Penix, did not play. But one guy that did that got a lot of attention, Mike, is Shedeur Sanders. And I asked you this, and I will ask you again. Is this overhyped?
Well, I mean, it's the biggest story in the NFL. It's Cam. We're going to see Cam Ward this week. Cam Ward, if he goes and has a great year in his offensive rookie of the year, should send bouquets and money to Shedeur Sanders, taking all the pressure off of Cam Ward. Shedeur, I think, got blackballed because of his dad. It's almost, and I said to Carl earlier in the show, yes, we don't like the way college football is going. Let's make him the scapegoat, you know, and let's let all the guys, the old stooges who still kind of run the NFL, collude to a degree. And I don't know, did he basically tell people to go blank themselves at the combine? Because that's what they'd have you believe.
Oh, yeah. No, it didn't. I mean, that didn't happen.
Did he put his feet up on the desk and go, I'm going to play for you? I mean, if that happened, okay, then there's a penance to be paid. I don't think that's how it happened. So now to your initial point, he's never going to have a chance to crack the starting lineup when he's the fourth guy in the depth chart. They have a bunch of injuries in Cleveland, and he balls out. Now, if Shedeur Sanders had gone 2-for-15 with an interception and a fumble, they'd be killing him right now.
Yeah.
So, to me, he did his job like Jackson Dart did his job. We've seen other players doing their job. You know, as a rookie, it's hard. Bo Nix had a terrible play. Threw
he
had a grounding penalty from the end zone. We also saw, you know, Patrick Mahomes. We'll get into our other conversation about
Tyler Shook threw a pick
Tyler
six.
Tyler Shook. But yeah. Shedeur Sanders handled his business, right? That's got to mean something in Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't think it's overhyped because he is. Cam Ward has not done anything wrong, but because we know the story of Shedeur and we know who his dad is, and this has become must-see TV. Mm. It is drama-filled. And because of that, you're either one way or the other. You're rooting for the kid or against him, and you want to see – a lot of you want to see him fail, and a lot of you want to see him succeed because it's the most compelling story. It's not going to be – because once the games start, guys, we're going to be talking about Lamar and Josh
right.
Allen and Burrow, and because those are the stars of the league. But right now, to see if he can make the team, and Mike, oh, my God, if he can start after being a fifth-round draft pick and everybody counts him out – this is not overhyped. It's not overtalked.
Right.
This is where this is. And until he proves us otherwise, people are going to continue to talk about it because people are interested. I could talk about Cam Ward right now. Look at the bar. Nobody gives a damn.
Right.
Nobody gives a damn.
Shedeur,
you don't care.
Right. Shedeur Sanders. But now, again, there's agendas involved in the Shedeur Sanders conversation because, as I said, people hate Deion for whatever reason, don't like his style, don't like the fact the kid lived in a mansion and had Lambos and everything else at college. This is the way things
are
done now.
They all got Lambos now.
But, again, as I said to Carl, it's the same racist nonsense that people want to make Barry Bonds the bad guy for the steroid era. Right? When you had pitchers like Paul Byrd and others that were mentioned in the Mitchell report, guys that were trying to hang on in their careers, and I don't blame them. You're trying to stay in the show, so
yep.
You take a shot. You do
yep.
what you can. But Barry Bonds becomes the bad guy. He becomes the face for it. And it's the same thing. That's why I think that's the treatment that Shedeur Sanders has gotten subsequently from the draft.
You guys can let us know what you think. There were a variety of quarterbacks, and we mentioned a few. Hey, Big O, can we hear Shedeur talk about being uncomfortable? And this is part of it. I mean, Deion has said he's built for this. We're going to find out. But part of it is being able to overcome this adversity. And, Mike, by the way, kid's handled everything in Cleveland perfectly. Like, has not pushed the envelope, has not said anything dumb, has not done anything out of the norm. Like, just waiting his turn. Okay, it's your turn.
Right.
And then he goes out and plays well, and everybody's like, well, it's not a big deal. How? Explain that to me. Here's Shador Sanders talking about what happened over the weekend.
Well, I say I'm comfortable with being uncomfortable. Yeah. That's what it is. You know, I got pockets of finding my rhythm, and I got to get into that quicker, regardless of anything. But overall, I felt like me out there. I couldn't do it, of course, without the time. I couldn't do it without the play calling. I couldn't do it without anything. So I'm just thankful to even be able to have, you know, the joy of just being on the field overall, then carrying the responsibility of doing the right thing. You know, so that's two badges under my belt already.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. And by the way, I don't think that Dylan Gabriel is going to be available for preseason game number two. He's still dealing with like a hamstring or something.
Right.
So there's a chance we may see more of him in the preseason. And I just think it ups the ante. It doesn't mean he's going to start. Flacco's still there, guys. And we're talking about Cleveland. But this is one of the most interesting stories. Go around the league and tell me there's a more compelling story right now than that quarterback room in Cleveland. And I'm hard to find one.
I just think that for whatever reason, you know, the Deion thing and the way that the guy – remember we even saw that guy, was it Venables from Oklahoma, was taking shots at Deion?
Sure.
It just becomes a lightning rod. And his son, unfortunately, has to pay for the sins. And the father didn't do anything wrong. As you said, it's just the cost of doing business in today's Wild West. And maybe the college football world comes back to what we thought was normal. Maybe it doesn't.
Maybe it doesn't.
But as I think, I just think he's sort of become the poster boy for everything that people don't like about it. And that's what drives me crazy. You know, it's just not fair.
No.
Let this guy – but again, and it made no sense to go take Dylan Gabriel and then come back and get him. You know,
yeah.
And when you look at how bad some of the backups are around college – sorry, from the NFL right now, it's hard to believe that this guy fell all the way to the fifth.
Well, here's the other thing, and we're not in Cleveland, so we're not watching this every day, but Dylan Gabriel has not had a good camp. He's not been good. So that's the other part of this, that the other part of the country is not seeing every day. It's like us telling you Penix has been great. The rest of the country's like, what's he look like? That is what's coming out of Cleveland, Mike, and that helps Shador's situation that he's played halfway decent, and the guy that got drafted before him has not played well at all in camp and is not really impressed. 404-726-0929, guys, we are live at Hooters. We're back here tomorrow. Scheduling, programming, note. We will not be here Wednesday, all right? So we have been talking about this, but we will be here tomorrow. We will not be here Wednesday. We'll be at practice. We'll have the latest for you, and obviously we'll have all the interviews as well. But just want to remind you guys, so tomorrow, if you can't make it, we will not be here on Wednesday.
By the way, I just looked up the Mitchell Report to make sure I have my facts right. You know, I'm listed in the Mitchell Report.
You are?
No, the former Braves first baseman, Mike Bell.
Mike Bell?
There's another Mike Bell. I just showed
Day-Day. There were a lot of names, man.
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. When I was playing rugby, a lot of stuff I put in my body. But anyway, that neither here nor there. But yeah, it just, to me, it's kind of like this argument that whether it's at a barbershop, at a sports bar, and it is kind of like America today. People kind of go to their corners over something like Shador Sanders, which is a shame.
It is.
Let the man live on his own merits. But the thing is, when you fall to where he was, it's so hard just to get to square one if you want to see him do anything in the NFL.
Well, a lot of people said he wouldn't even get a shot. And then he gets a shot, and that's now we see this door open up. And again,
right.
It doesn't mean he's going to start, but we'll see. It's one of the stories we're watching. It's a developing story. All right, man, we got to get out of here and clear our throat. Hey, thanks to all of our guests. Make sure you subscribe and follow us, Dukes and Bell, online at Odyssey.com, guys, on the Odyssey app, so you can get content from us. You don't miss segments on the show, and you don't miss any of the great interviews as well. We'll have more of those tomorrow. Mike, you excited about tomorrow, by the way?
Yeah, man. It's funny because a lot of guys hit us up in the text line, you're making this sound like it's Christmas. Well, now we finally get to see the Falcons playing somebody else, and now we'll see Jalen Walker really assert himself. He's been behind the eight ball with some of those hamstrings and missed practice. Same thing goes for Xavier Watts. There's guys we want to talk to you about. We just haven't really had to see them have a chance to pop. That's why guys like James Pierce Jr. have dominated the conversation.
No doubt. Tomorrow, Titans, it's one practice. They'll have two tomorrow, actually one Tuesday, one Wednesday. And then, obviously, guys, they'll play in their second preseason game at the Benz on Friday. We're all over it, and that's a game you can listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My man, thank you so much, as always. Day-Day Executive Producing, Gordon G. Money here, our on-site engineer, and back at the studio, Big O. Keeping us on the air, man. Stay tuned. Turtles got you covered. Starting at 6 o'clock. Mike Bell, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, we spent a lot of time talking about how important preseason is or isn't. We saw some veterans play. We saw guys get into a rhythm. I mean, you saw what happened. Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, man, it looks like it's midseason. You saw what Mahomes did, throwing to a guy who's probably never going to play in the NFL. But he caught a touchdown pass from Mahomes. And then you got to the end of our game, where obviously the Maurice Norris hit was just so scary, and the players were freaked out because to see a guy going through convulsions, and then you don't know what's going on. Is he paralyzed? I mean, that's when you got to have some perspective. So credit to Raheem Morris and Dan Campbell for basically telling the NFL to go pound sand. This game is over. And basically forcing their hand by having the quarterback just kind of screw around for a minute, and the refs were in on it, and basically said, look, we're not continuing this game. It's a meaningless game in the true sense of meaningless. So great job, and good to hear that Maurice Norris is back at camp with the Lions.
No doubt, guys. We're back at you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I am super excited because today we found out that Paramount will become the new home for Ultimate Fighting Championship. It's a seven-year deal worth $7 billion. But what this means for UFC fans is you're not double-dipping. If you have Paramount Plus right now, you're going to get all of these fights, and a lot of them are going to be on CBS, which is the company or Paramount owns CBS.
Right.
So all of a sudden now, it used to be, Mike, we were paying for these big events for UFC. We're not going to have to do that anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You are on the streaming service. You're going to get UFC fights, the full slate of its 13 marquee events, the 30 fight nights. This is a great news for fight fans. So I'm super excited about this. Dana White posted today on X. That news came down. It's a huge deal. But if you're a UFC fan, you're not going to have to pay more for these events now. Hey, man, we're back at you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. If you love the show,
you tell your friend.
If you don't,
you're the cheapskate neighbor. Never kicks in for the UFC bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.